いただきます。ハブブパンクパーツ、ハブブガハハブブガガンバガンバブチェックチェック1。Yeah, so okay. Here we go. The current time. You know it, I know it. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. All right, here we go. It's Dubious Goals time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, well, as you can probably tell by the background sounds, I am outdoors today. We've got a pretty decent day. It's a little cooler today than it was yesterday. It's about 15 degrees. So I'm wearing a light jacket. The wind died down, mostly. And they did say more rain was coming at some point, but maybe not until tonight. So, okay. Then what are we doing? Well, me, personally, I'm walking up the path next to the old Marmot Alley. And regular listeners to this committee are probably hearing the interstate in the background noise. Well, yes, that's because I am at the OPPD Arboretum. Oh, and there's some birds. Oh, we got three crows. Three crows are buzzing around me, and now they're taking off going down there. Okay, that's cool. So, before I actually head into the forest... Ah, what's that smell? Oh, I'm smelling something. Am I smelling weed? Somebody smoking weed, or am I smelling fox? And or deer or something? I don't know. Don't know if I've ever seen a fox out here. I've seen plenty of deer, of course, but we haven't seen any yet this year, so I'm checking this area because this is a known morel mushroom zone. And no, I'm not expecting to actually find any today because it's way too early, but we're getting such good moisture. You know, we had this snow, we've got this rain, we've got more rain coming. This is going to be one of the wetter years that we've had in a while, so I'm really looking forward to finding bumper crops of various things, and of course, most importantly, Morchella esculenta. Various heresiums. Can you say bear tooth comb? And why do I suspect it's going to be a good year for flammulina as well? Flammies. And I'm actually in the flammy zone, walking down this path. It's covered in bark mulch. They got all the bark mulch laid in here, and I love the bark mulch so much because, well, usually it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Infected? I don't want to say infected so much as I want to say inoculated. It's inoculated with spores and mycelium and na-na-na. So... yay, moisture. Of course, needs to be a little bit warmer, especially overnight. But that could happen. That could happen. Is this going to be an early year? What's this going to be about? This could be an early year. The earliest I've ever found morels was April 1st, believe it or not. All right. I'm walking up this little path. And what do we usually find down here? Oh, there's those weird hamburger buns down there. And then we sometimes find Morel's up here at this little, where this crossroads is. They're back in there. And look, see, we're getting ground cover. The ground cover is looking good. It's that little ivy and stuff. I'm looking for May apples, too. May apples tend to be a leading indicator. So I'm checking out various spots. We gotta check out the next one over here. There's this little Y. There's this little three-way intersection. Then this path goes over here, and then it splits off onto the old deer path. And we need to go up here on the deer path. Not all the way around the deer path. We just need to walk right up here to where it starts, because this is another known morel zone. Yeah, okay, we got stuff growing. Good, we got that other stuff. We've got the violets. I don't see May apples, but... they come up fast. They come up fast and quick. All right, then we turn around. We just twist our bodies 180 degrees. And there's this wood pile here. And yeah, morels like to pop up in the ground here, and right behind these logs over here. This area looks a little, oh no, it's kind of okay. I was gonna say, it looks a little dry. Maybe it is. Not seeing any ground cover coming up. Well, there is some, but not a lot. It's kind of light. And the reason it's light is because of the lack of light. It's a little shadier here, so that's understood. Okay, I'm just going to turn around, and I'm going to go back up sort of the main thoroughfare here. Because have we ever found any over here? Didn't we find some, or was that in the next section? I can't remember, but yeah, things are looking, they're looking pretty good. More violets. I'm actually seeing little purple flowers. So that's nice. I like purple. Purple is good. And I no longer smell any animalish smells. Yeah, come to think of it, I think this was... Yeah, like one of the first years I ever found morels out here, there was some over around one of these trees. And what's on this tree? Oh, I thought it was something. It is not. Okay. What else we got? What else we got? We're coming to another crossroads. There's a lot of people out here today. A lot of people enjoying their time. Looks like we got some mendicants as well. Okay, that's great and all. But we're not crossing the bridge today. We gotta go up into the other zone here. I almost thought I smelled something there. Or am I just smelling the baby? Possibly. No? Unknown. Maybe. Alright, let's look in the creek for marmot tracks. There's water in the creek. The last time we were here, it was dry. There's a little bit of water, and it is flowing. Don't immediately see any tracks, though. Okay. So this little path leads sort of up into... what used to be a dead end, but was it last year or the year before? They made it into a little turnaround. You can walk up this path and there's a little circle. It's a cul-de-sac. And you can turn around. And we have found weird stuff over here. Not necessarily morels, but we have found a very interesting... huh. I'm smelling deer. Yeah, there was a really cool mushroom right over here one year. What was it that we found over here? I don't remember. But yeah, I'm convinced I'm smelling deer. And if you're hearing a very high noise floor, that's because I'm not, what, 10, 20, 30, 40 meters away from the interstate. The I-680 loop, the bypass that goes around Omaha on the north side, zooms right by here. And so you are hearing a great deal of traffic. Okay, we're in the little turnaround circle. And this is also a place where I've often run into turkeys. They'll just be turkeys hanging around. And as we stand right here, we're kind of on the edge of the little creek that goes through here. And direct, oh wow, really strong. Really strong. Let's keep an eye open. This is where we can walk right up to this little creek, and directly across is where we found the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail being the largest Moschella esculenta I have ever found. Sticking out of the ground, it was taller than a $10 bill. Or was it a $5 bill? I think it was a $10 bill. And so the story was, it was raining that day, and I spotted, we crawled through there, and this was broadcast live on the Dubious Goals Committee. And I was so excited, I thought, oh my God, how am I going to measure this? I should have brought a ruler, the damn thing's huge. And I thought, oh, I know, I'll just hold a dollar bill next to it and take the pic. Where is this guy? Somebody is stinking up a storm. So I checked my wallet, and I did not have a dollar bill with me. I only had a 10. So I thought, well, that'll work. In my excitement, I got the $10 bill out. I took the picture of the mushroom, and then I harvested the mushroom. And I left, looking for more mushrooms. Now you're wondering, Tobe, did you remember to pick up your $10 bill? No, I didn't. But the funny thing is I didn't realize it, I forgot all about it, blah, blah, blah. That's how I lose money, literally. But no, a couple days later, I came back, and I was over there, and I was checking the zone and doing the thing that I do, and I found a $10 bill, soaking wet. And I thought, wait, I'm rich, $10, I found a 10. Then it kind of dawned on me, this is the $10 that I left here a few days ago. Yeah, got so excited about a mushroom that somehow I lost $10. Yeah, that's some Tobe stuff right there. That's hardcore Tobe action. All right, I'm walking back down towards the bridge. I'm looking back into the creek again. I'm really looking for marmot tracks now, but ain't none to be had. Where's our matis? I don't smell any matis. But then again, they don't really smell like anything. So what we need to do now is we need to cross the bridge. We need to go up towards the secret mushroom zone. See if we can find those deer. And you know what's funny is I did not bring my camera. All right, smelling somebody's perfume now. We got to get over here. We got to get back up there. Yeah. Yeah, now I have deer and that woman's perfume. Not good. Did she just stain my nose? God, I hope not. my olfactory sensors. All right, I'm walking by a known marmot den. It used to be a birthing den. There have been what is that? That's nothing. There have been times when I've been walking up this path only to see baby marmots about 20 meters ahead of me, frolicking and gamboling. And they see me and they go, wah! And they run back into the bush. Whoosh. Yeah, this place, it used to be great for baby marmots. I've got footage. It was so predictable. You could bring cameras out and just find all the damn marmots you wanted. But that invasive species plant that has moved in, it's taken over here just like it has taken over Harrenhaven. All right, I think I'm out of the perfume zone. Now, here's the stump of the tree that produces witch's butter. It looks sufficiently decayed. And since nobody's looking, there's nobody around, I just make this quick but furtive movement. I said a quick but furtive movement into the forest here. Dun dun dun. And we are in the secret mushroom grounds. This is the area that has produced morels for me. Oh yeah, look at this. And the ground cover is looking good. It's all starting. It's not very tall. It's not tall enough. It needs to get about 17 or 18 centimeters tall. And it will. It will. Looks like some of the caretakers here have come through and trimmed some of the crap. The crap being that terrible, terrible plant. Now, not only is this a morel zone, this is also the deer zone. So we're going to start sneaking up this path. It's not much of a path. This is just a deer trail. But it is here. And we're going to see if there's any buddies up here. And then to my right. No. Yes. No. Left. Is this my left? This is my left. To my left. This is the area where we found that fluted javela. So there's fluted javelas in here. They're cool looking. Can't get any money for them, but they're cool looking. All right, let's get a lurking up here. Once again, we're really close to the interstate, and this is the zone. A couple years ago, I brought my brother out here, you know, to show him my stomping grounds. And right when we got to this point, I said, yeah, okay, keep your eyes open because there's deer in here all the time. And I turned around to keep walking up the path. And as I was turning, I saw something unusual right over there, right there. And it was a couple of deer just sitting there. And then one that I didn't see that was up there stood up. Started looking at me. I turned back around to my brother. I said, you see? He's like, oh my God, they're right there. Because when I say right there, it's less than 10 meters. All right. Yeah, we got good ground cover up here too. I never find any mushrooms up this high because we're kind of walking up the hill here too. But, you know, one of these years we're going to have really strange conditions. And they're going to pop up. And I know what you're thinking. But Tobe, you just said we're having really strange conditions. Yeah. Yeah. That's the other thing. As I walk through here, when I step off the deer path, which is also the Tobe path, It's soft. We've got soft earth. Soft earth is good, because that means mycelium can grow easier. And I think we've probably got some mycelial growth starting. Probably not much, but the temperatures are warming up. Things are getting good. We've had a lot of rain and late snow that has soaked into the ground. So we're getting nice loose dirt. We're getting really good water conditions. Oh, and I got two birds fighting in this tree. Three birds. Yeah, hi. Bird combat. We got two blue jays versus a robin. Yeah, I see you clowns. Clowns. Blue clowns. Quack, 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 quack. All right, so basically I just popped out of the sumac there. We're back onto a real path. And yeah, this area looks good too, but I've never found anything up here. Again, we're on the sort of on the beginning of the hill that slopes up the middle of the arboretum. And the reason that we don't find them up here, morels that is, it's because gravity. The gravity makes the water go that way. Morels like the water, so they go to where the water goes, which is over there, which is our zone. All right, but now I've begun walking under the demonstrative power lines. There's three power poles here. Electrical transmission lines. And they're old, they're wooden, but they're the dual post kind with crossbars for heavy wires and stuff, but they don't have real wires on them on anymore. Now they got little baby wimpy wires. It's like 10 gauge wire. Yeah, 4 gauge wire maybe. Yeah. And here's a lovely sign tacked to this pole. It says call 1-877-536-4131 before planting trees around power lines with the OPPD logo. Your energy partner, OPPD, Omaha Public Power District. Now, I think these poles were actually in use at one point in time, because before this was the arboretum, this was a farming homestead, so there was, you know, power lines that came through here. But when they turned it into an arboretum, everything got tore out, plus other brand new pylons were built. Remember, there's an electrical substation on this property. Wait, here's a bulge in the dirt, in the path. Moles. Moles or voles. But since they've turned up this dirt, I'm going to kick it aside to see if we've got any mycelial growth in this bark mulch. Not really. Maybe. Nothing super obvious. Let me put it to you that way. Maybe I should check in this old bark mulch. Because, this is the area where we have found those stinkhorns. We have found lots of flammies along here. The morels don't grow out of the bark mulch. At least I've never seen it. But anyway, there was a cool tree over here that sheltered some cool flammies. Anyway, yeah, there's this stretch of this path that walks between these old power poles that are here for no reason other than to demonstrate what old, power poles look like. And they got the guy wires and everything. These guy wires, they're all new. So yeah, it's just sort of, art, I guess. Now it's just demonstrative towers. It's lovely. Oh, and look what they've done. They've bark mulched this path too. There's this path. There's the official concrete path that goes into the forest here, and then it winds around there. It goes up into the little parkish area over towards the power station, the substation. But this little area right here where I find my chives. Where's my chives? Chives or grass? Oh! Squirrel. Damn, I thought it was a marmot that sounded so big. It's right here. Hey, you squirrely squirrel. Where's my... No, they're right here. Were you eating my chives? Yeah, I see you. Here's my chives. Oh, we got a couple of bunches already. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 clusters. And what is this? This is grass or is that chives? That's grass. But yeah, oh, yummy, yummy chives. Foraging. Foraging for chives and mushrooms. Yeah, the Arboretum is my specialty products supermarket. Anyway, this little path isn't a path. This is just where the maintenance guys will sometimes drive their vehicles, and so there's kind of a track through here sometimes, right? So, well, I guess this year they had some excess wood bark mulch, and so they decided, yeah, let's just dump it up there. It'll be cool. Right, there's old marmot dens right around here too. There's one right behind this tree, if I remember correctly, yep. And it is full of leaves and sticks that has not been cleared out. There's another marmot den back in there. It's right back over there. Then I know there's another one by the creek. We've seen marmots in those. We've seen lots of motties back there. Not seeing any right now, but they're kind of hard to spot unless they start moving. They start doing that alligator run that they have, and they go zooping back into the forest, the floor of which is covered with leaves, and they make lots of noise. Yeah, okay. And as we make our way down, I smell terpenes from the pine trees. I'm surprised I'm not smelling more terpenes coming off the wood bark, the mulch. All right, so we're going to keep following this path. Now, this path used to go through the creek. It used to dip down right here, and it was a ford. The guys would just drive through the creek. But when was it? Last year they put in a culvert, filled it with dirt, now there's bark over it. La-di-da-di, da-di-da-di. Checking the mud for tracks. Yeah, we got some kind of tracks here and there. Can't tell what they are. Wait. Can I go off the path, and if I get over here, can I see this one track better? There's something right here that looks hella motty. Now I can't see it from this angle. This brush is in my... Yee! Ah! I can't tell. It kind of looks... It's kind of messed up because the mud is soft, and so when it walked through it, it kind of messed up its own track. But, the usual suspect here would be marmot. Motties. Motties are snoods. Snoodler doodlers. They'll get in. They love creeks. That's their whole thing. Where the hell are you going to snoodle? Oh my God, we're out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Gold Committee 1930 and on radio.